Troy Maynard is raising Viking children. He says his kids say the wildest, craziest, cutest, and meanest things. So does he. And he takes notes. He's compiled many of the most humorous and touching exchanges between him, his wife, and his three kids in a new book, How to Raise Viking Children and Other Tales of Woe. A man of many interests, he also writes about parenting on his blog, veryvocalviking.com. A software engineer and an ordained minister in an online church, he's performed marriage ceremonies at the annual Gen Con Gaming and RPG Gathering in Indianapolis. He joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest in the studio this week, Troy Maynard. He describes himself as a giant Viking, a foodie, a geeky gamer, a father of three and master of none. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Very glad to be here.
You've got a new book out.
I do.
How to Raise Viking Children and Other Tales of Woe.
That is a labor of love, actually. When the kids were younger, I think most parents, when the kids hit a certain age, you start to realize, wow, this is all just slipping through my fingers, right? I mean, this is gone, these moments. This is the last time, you know, this is going to happen or they're going to be that small. And I think almost everyone has that urge of, man, I really should be writing this down.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did. I just started sharing on Facebook at first.
Right.
Just all these little funny little conversations. I have really smart, really amazing, you know, sarcastic kids who say some pretty wild stuff. You know, some of it's nice, some of it's funny, some of it's mean. I mean, but it's wild stuff.
They're kids.
And we're raising them to be, you know, Viking. You know, do your thing, you know. We're very hands-off. We're very, you know, free-range parenting. We let them run in the woods. We bought some property and let them go. So
now this is radio, and I wish you could see this man here. He so looks like a Viking. He's got a beard that's down to the floor and out the door.
Right, it feels like it. Feels
that
like
long.
It. It's long enough to braid now. That's my big goal.
He's got those Viking horns, but they're really his eyebrows. And he is who he says he is. He looks like who he says he is. Other than the obvious, the look, why Viking?
Well, it started with the look. Technically, I've always enjoyed Norse mythology. Studied Norse mythology starting back fifth grade or so. Loved all the stories. So, but people just started referring to me as a Viking because of the look. And I was like, hey, I'll go with that. I'm very happy with that. So I've even gotten some Viking tattoos now.
The book asks the question, is parenting all that hard? Well?
Yes. I tell people all the time, it's the worst thing that ever happened to you. And no one ever expects you to say that because you're not supposed to say that.
Oh, it's wonderful.
But it absolutely is true. It's also the best thing, and it's worth it. But it is by far the worst thing that will happen to you. It completely trashes your social life.
Mm-hmm.
It completely trashes your finances.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bomb that goes off in your life. Now, it's an adorable bomb,
yeah.
but a bomb nonetheless. And, you know, they're messy, they're smelly, they're loud, they're inconsiderate. There's a lot of places you can't take them. I mean, there's a lot of downsides. So I try to be honest about it. I think people really soft sell that a lot. When in fact, I think people should know it. And even no matter what you say, people still, you can't know until you have kids. It's kind of a club. And I hated when people said that before I had kids, because I'm a smart guy. And you know, as a young guy, clearly I knew everything and you know all of that. But I try to be honest about it. And that's really probably the single strongest kind of theme in my writing, is trying to be real and be honest about it. It's not always puppies and rainbows and, you know,
right.
it's hard
or
work.
Explosions.
Absolutely. It is hard work. It absolutely is hard work. And you should take credit for that hard work.
You also have a blog, the veryvocalviking.com.
Yes.
Okay, where you talk about all these different things, cooking and eating and gaming, and you've got interests.
Yes.
And by the way, you are a sort of a software kind of a guy.
Yes.
In your day job.
That's right. I'm a solution architect.
Actually. Wait, what is that?
Solution architect. It sounds cool. It is cool, actually. What it means is that I work for a software company that has a huge enterprise software offering, and giant companies come in and say, we need to do this. And we talk about this giant, all these things they want to do. And we say, well, our system does this. Let's get them together. And we have to figure out all those connections. And sometimes those connections are pretty complicated, and you have to write, you know, use other software to come. So big, big stuff. And I'm basically the guy that sits back and designs it and then lets other people build it.
In both your blog posts and your book, there are five main characters.
Yes.
One of whom is me.
Me.
Meaning you.
Myself.
Yeah.
The large one.
The other one is a wonderful wife.
Yes.
That's your current wife.
Yep.
Now, there's an 8-year-old daughter. What's her name?
Little Miss Thing.
There's an 11-year-old adopted son.
Danger Monkey.
Danger Monkey. And then there's, and this is the tough one, I would think. The 16-year-old daughter.
Yeah, I just call her my oldest.
Yeah. Yeah, she's driving a car now, I understand.
She is. She's roaming the highways and byways of Indiana as
and
we speak.
Should we take cover?
No, she's a great driver.
No.
She's a great driver. I even mentioned that in the book. I was a terror. I'm literally, mm-hmm. literally a terror.
Spinning the wheels?
Absolutely.
Of course.
I had a old drag race car, Camaro, and it was just...
What year?
A 69 Camaro.
Oh, get out.
Yeah, and I...
Those were beautiful.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the full body. I would love... Yeah. That's a dream. That's my lottery dream. My wife is aware. If we win the lottery, that's the first thing we're going to go buy is a nice old...
Did it have the stripe?
It did. We had the blue with the rally stripe. Yeah. But no, my daughter now, and that's part of my perspective, my daughter now, we gave her our old Honda Odyssey minivan, which is one of the safest things on the road, right? Oh. I mean, that and a tank, right? A Sherman tank might be a little safer, but...
I recall a story. It's either from the blog or the book about her finally getting the keys from you. She said, look, I've got my permit. Can I drive? And she did, and
yes.
What happened?
Well, that was fun. She really enjoyed once she got a permit and could drive, especially when we went out to dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And one night she asked very innocently, hey, I have my permit now. How about if I drive us home? So I said, sure, sounds great.
And she's got her hands clasped privately, like, I pray.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So she grabs the keys, jumps in, starts the car, and she starts this wonderful, evil laughter.
Yeah.
And she says, I have all the power. I can now go wherever I want. You have to go where I want to go, and we're going to Dairy Queen. And there was kind of a pause, and then she said, but you are going to still pay, right?
Perfect.
Like, yes. I'm like, that's... That's parenting right
that
there.
That is 16 years old
yes,
as well.
Yes.
Now, the book is called, again, How to Raise Viking Children and Other Tales of Woe. The author, Troy Maynard, you can also pick him up on veryvocalviking.com. Troy Maynard, thanks for joining us on Big Talk.
I am so glad to be here. Thank you, Michael.
This and other episodes of Big Talk with Michael Glab are available on the WFHB website, wfhb.org, or at electronpencil.com.